I'm trying to stress the fact that the child of God, the church of today, the average believer, must learn to be full of the Holy Spirit. It is not an option.
Life is a journey, and as in every journey, you need a roadmap. Today on Your Roadmap to Success, you will receive detailed instructions on how to navigate through life successfully. Welcome to Your Roadmap to Success with author and teacher, Neil Achampong.
Turning the world upside down. This morning, I want to look at the characteristics of those who turn the world upside down. The characteristics of those who turn the world upside down. There is a trend. There is something I have seen and I've observed, and I do realize that those of old seem to have a conviction and a strength and a fortitude to serve God that today Christians don't have. And there's a reason for which they had that and we don't. And partly it is because of the desire of many people today, and it's also what pastors are doing. We are preaching to please you. We are preparing our people to live here. Ultimately, we will come back to earth, but there is a going to heaven before we come back. And God requires that we live a certain way. Tell the person sitting next to you, God requires that you live a certain way. When I was growing up, there were no automobiles. In fact, I went to villages to preach, carrying on my head a generator to produce power. We crossed rivers just so we can tell people about Jesus. Most of you sitting here have cars, yet you stay home. You want what we did have. We want the same power and manifestation that the apostles had. How do you want the same thing they had but don't have the same commitment they had? I do believe times have changed, things have gotten better, but our commitments have tanked. We must come to that place where we are looking for Jesus. And I told you, if you sit under my feet, I will not school you in the silly stuff that goes on today. That God is going to bless you every day. No, sometimes God chooses not to. And that truth will be balanced. Are you understanding me? And today I want us to look at the people who can turn this world upside down. In our last lesson, we established there are three groups of people. Anybody remember that? Number one, what is the first group of people? Those who what? Watch things happen. And then those who? They ask what just happened. And then those who make things happen. Which one are you? When people are moving things in this world, you are only, you know, it's okay to buy a brand name and wear. When will we wear your brand name? When will we wear yours? It is time to make things. Come on, talk to me. It is time to make things. I have a vision. My vision is to raise politicians in the church and send them out there so that when they get to the halls of Congress, they will call on Jehovah naturally. Not taking donations from a bunch of politicians so that we can side with them. I beg to differ. The way we are raising our children, when we are gone, Would they be able to survive? You heard Diana say it. Evil has so much increased. When we were younger, anytime you saw, you close your eyes. Today we don't. Children watch movies that the ratings are just through the roof and they are still watching it. It has become common. And the church is becoming cozy. We are fighting each other and people are dying. I can't believe when I came to your house, you didn't give me water to drink. And then there are souls that are perishing. Many in this country are fighting to take over their country. Why? Because by the year 2050, Muslims have made a declaration they will take over America. And you are sitting there when it's time to pray, you don't even pray. And you are thinking the purposes of God will come to pass like that. Today, I did not come here to babysit the people. I came here to challenge you to start moving. Are you understanding me? Either we are working with God to build his church, or we are building an organization. I can build an organization, but an organization is not church. And most churches today have become organizations. I challenge you this morning that I will show you the characteristics of those who turn their world upside down. Let's go to the book of Acts. And in the month of February all the way to December, I will teach the entire book of Acts, verse by verse, for you to understand how the first church began. It was through the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you and I will make any impact, it is not programs. The world have better programs. What they don't have is the power of God. And we must show them that. Are you in the book of Acts? Let's look at verse 17. Acts chapter 17. It's our foundational text. We're going to start from there. And then after that, we will go back to chapter 1. In the book of Acts 17 and verse 6, Paul and Silas had just left Philippi. They showed up in Thessalonica. And they came there to teach and to preach the word of God. And the people there gave them a characterization. And this is what they said. Look there in verse 6. And when they had found them, and when they had found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down have come here also." Last week, we understood that it was not a compliment. It was an indictment. It is a way of saying that you are causing trouble, but it is good, what? Trouble. And we made a decision last week that we are all going to learn to cause some good, what? Trouble. Are you ready for that? Now, today we want to learn concerning those who began it, how they lived. Turn to the person sitting next to you. We need to stop doing church and do kingdom. Young people, we are not handing a church over to you. We are pointing you to the King of the kingdom. And we want you to walk with him. Amen. Those of old carried power because they could pray. Those of old carried power because they did not meddle around with sin. Those of old, and sometimes it's amazing, people will come to you, "Pastor, you preach too much about sin. How can a church that wants sin inside still wants God's power?" The two don't mix. We can watch TV programs for 4 hours, but we pray for 5 minutes. I believe we have what it takes to turn Hollywood around, but it will begin from our knees. Are you here with me today? Are you ready? When Jesus had finished everything on earth and he was about to leave the earth, he told the disciples to do something. He said, "I want you to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, And then he said, teach them to observe everything I have taught you. And I am with you always. How was he going to do it? It was through the Holy Spirit. The church today has reduced the Holy Spirit to a force. Those who have not reduced the Holy Spirit to a force have reduced it to tongues. You speak in tongues, but when you open your mouth after speaking in tongues, it smells. Today, I told you, I'm not here to babysit you. If I lose all of you today, we'll begin again. I need people who want to rise up to affect this world, but not to do an organization. I am tired with organization. We are here for Jesus. Are you understanding me? We want to leave the earth, and our children will rise up like a mighty army. Don't hand them something that is religion. Hand them real power. There is a hymn that says, faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our faith will be like theirs. Hebrews 11 teaches us there were people who were looking for a promise. They did not receive it, but they held on to God. Today, somebody prays, does not receive something for a few minutes, you won't see them in church. Something is awfully wrong. We cannot serve God this way. Now, please understand, you are born and you will die at some point. What matters after you are dead is not what you have here. Do you realize everything you have here, you will leave it here? And the people who will have it, you have no clue. What matters is what happens after you are gone. Where exactly are you going? Sometimes during funerals, I get mad hearing people rest in peace. Do you know exactly where they are before you say rest in peace? Rest in the arms of your maker. Did they live life that will make them live rest in there? You see, we say it for ourselves because we know. And today, necromancy has entered the church that we go to cemeteries and pray for those who are dead. Me, no. The Bible says, whenever a tree falls down, that is where it is. And the Bible likens humans to a tree. It means when you die, where you are is where you are. If you go to hell, you are in hell. If you go to heaven, you are in heaven. No amount of prayer will change that. So why do we go to places like that to pray? Because I am giving you a clue. When the Holy Spirit is not leading us, we become a people that has to wrap ourselves around programs and things to look relevant. It is amazing that sometimes you see some crazy stuff on social media. Today, pastors are giving swords to people and telling them the sword of the Lord. And they have influenced names, and people are buying it. Ladies and gentlemen, did Jesus give anybody a physical sword? When the Holy Spirit is out of the picture, we fill it with everything. These men were told, and when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down. May God make you a man and a woman and a young person who is willing to turn the world upside down for Jesus. Are you understanding me today? So Jesus told the disciples, I've been with you for 3 years, but don't attempt anything until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Do you find that in the Bible? Yes. Go with me to the book of Luke, and then we'll come back to the book of Acts. I want to take my time and show you. And this is what I sense the Lord saying, that in the coming week, we are praying for a new move of the Spirit in our lives. Because without Him, everything we are doing is emptiness, sheer vanity. Are you in the book of Luke 24? Look there in verse 49. Jesus met the disciples on the road of Emmaus. He spoke to them. The Bible says he opened their eyes. And after he did all that, he told them that he was going to send them to go and preach and teach his word. You know, he says that you will become witnesses for me. But he says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued, empowered with power from on high. Did you just see that? So Jesus says, I have been with you for 3 years, but don't attempt the work until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Can you believe how many believers today have attempted the work without the Holy Spirit? And those who knows about the Holy Spirit, it's all about shabba, 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 shabba. It goes beyond that. I've given you my testimony before. I am one of those people who laughed at everybody who spoke in tongues in my church. When they start, I say, you people, Gary Shito, you're hungry, so you're always making noise. Shut up. I used to tell them that. Until one day, one of the brothers gave me a challenge. He says, why don't you ask God, since you like studying the scripture, why don't you ask God if this thing is real? I said, okay. I walked away till I was home in the bathroom. And I said, God, I remember this guy saying that if this is real, then let me have it. And God showed me that it was real. After that, you can't talk me out of it. Because God visited me in an unusual way. How can you have the Holy Spirit upon you and simply just live the way you are living? Something ain't right, don't you think? All right. So Jesus said, I need you all to live by the Holy One Spirit, because he's the only one who is going to help you do it. And I want to show you through the book of Acts. So everybody go back to the book of Acts. I'll run you through almost 20 chapters today. I'm trying to make a case for you to understand. Living the Christian life without the Holy Spirit is not an option. It is not what? An option. It should never be. Are you in Acts chapter 1? Let's start from verse 1. He says, the former traitors have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he threw the Holy Spirit had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, ye have heard of me. They heard of him when? The verse we just read from the book of Luke, chapter 24. And what is it that they heard? Verse 5. Everybody read with me from the screen, if you can. Shall we read? For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from hence. Kids, ghost simply means spirit. You will be baptized with the Holy what? Spirit. Look at verse 8, Acts chapter 1. Everybody read that with me if you can. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. And ye shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. He says, you should never begin this work until you are endued with what? Today we have people who go to Bible schools. And after they have graduated we make them pastors. And the Holy Spirit is not in the equation. No wonder we have men who speak and people just laugh. That was a nice sermon. When I'm done, you'll be uncomfortable because it will not be a nice sermon for you. May God bring us to that place of walking with Him. Now, I want you to look at that verse. Go back to Acts 1:8, and let me show you a few things that are in that verse. He says, you will be my witnesses where? You'll be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth. Jerusalem was a city. Judea was a region, like a county. Samaria was a nation. So God is saying, I want you to reach the nations of the world, but begin from your city. From your city, get into the region. From the region, then you go to the nation, and then from the nation to the ends of the world. So whenever we talk about turning the world upside down, it must begin in our city, in your home. If your children don't know Christ, what are you doing out there telling people about God? That is what this year is for. I want the men to rise up and begin to become prayer warriors by force. 5 minutes is over. 5 minutes prayer must end today. Going forward, on purpose, start becoming a prayer warrior and bring mommy and the rest of the children along with you. Why is the place quiet? Now, if you go to most churches, you will have a lot more women than men. Do you know that? In this church, there are more men here than there are women. Because when a father goes, everybody goes. Amen. We must start where? In our Jerusalem. Acts chapter 2, look at verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them what? So it is the year that every man in this house must pray and desire to speak in tongues. I think it's a good place for all the men to say amen. Amen. Tell yourself, I would desire, and it is dependent on two things, your faith and your desire. I told you, I laughed at people. But once I made up my mind that, okay, I'm going to pursue this, God gave it to me without anybody laying hands on me. So we are going to have a tradition this time that every Sunday we will be asking God to baptize people in this house. Men, women, children. The Holy Spirit was upon babies in the womb. So the rest of you who are out of the womb, you are not beyond it. Are you understanding me? We cannot touch the world out there by the way we are doing things. We must tap into the power of the Holy Spirit and live by it. The Bible says in the day of Pentecost, the Spirit came. Everybody say the Spirit came. Look at verse 38 of the same book of Acts. Verse 38 of the same book of Acts. Because something happens on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descended. Are you there? What does it say? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the. You shall receive the gift of the. Verse 39. Please renew verse 39 from the screen, shall we? For the promise is unto you and to your children, and unto them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Their promises unto who? Their promises unto who? No, I want you to personalize it. The promises unto who? Is to me. The promises to you. Chapter 4, the book of Acts. I want you to see, because these men who function in the book of Acts, that the scripture says they turn the world upside down, there is a dependent force, if I have to put it that way. There was an individual, a personality, a third person of the Trinity that they depended on every single moment. If all of us were dependent on the Holy Spirit, when I come here to deliver a message from the Holy Spirit, who will get angry? The only reason we get angry sometimes is because we are not on the same page. Some are dependent on the Holy Spirit, others are not. And the devil will come in and say, those people, they do too much. They do too much. They are becoming too spiritual. The only reason we must stay spiritual is because the Bible says, because iniquity will abound, the love of many will wax cold. The more you do become lukewarm, you will get worse. COVID have given people a chance to stay home from the house of God. And they say, oh, yeah, the church is not the building. It is true. It is you. But how can a person who has the fire of the Holy Spirit in them find it very easy to stay away from the house of God? You tell me that. You tell me that. How many of you, if a company pays you more, you will find it difficult going to work? You always go. Acts chapter 4. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. But being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Long story short, when the Sanhedrin came, they came to arrest the apostles. Everybody say they arrested them. When you are turning the world upside down, sometimes you end up in jail. But do not be afraid. Because you've been put in jail for the sake of the gospel is not an issue. Why? Because die in the jail and you are going into his kingdom, and those who imprisoned you must face the consequences of their actions. Learn to put stuff into perspective. It is not how much you have here. I am not saying be lazy. Go for it. But please make up your mind that you will give God the first place in your life. Are you understanding me? Look at verse 8. Please read verse 8 with me, everyone, if you can. Shall we? Read. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people and the elders of Israel. Peter was arrested. He was put in jail because he preached God's word and the hearts of the people were turning. Why? Because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Today, people will go and look for a concordance. Then they look for a study. I told you long ago that I stopped reading those things, because the way God shows me things is I see them. Sometimes it's not, I don't see the scriptures the way it's written. I see them the way he wants me to understand it, and I rewrite them. So I realized that the concordance, the commentaries will confuse me. And there are many times I've written to editors of those things and said, that is wrong, because the Holy Spirit showed me that's not what it means. And they would say, by what authority? And I said, the authority of the Holy Ghost. You heard me say the Holy Spirit. When the church refuses to allow the Spirit of God to be in control, we would do such things. And the world don't want their Christianity without the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text radio to 301-696-8555. Or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.